Enron was on the defensive again in Washington today. A Senate subcommittee investigating the company's collapse grilled members of Enron's board of directors. And the White House said it expects federal regulators to vigorously investigate charges that Enron manipulated California's energy market. We have two stories, beginning with NPR's Scott Horsley.
Newly released memos from Enron's own lawyers give fresh ammunition to the company's critics. Two memos, written in December of 2000, describe the tactics that Enron traders used to make money buying and selling power in California. One of those tactics was to create artificial congestion on the state's power lines. Then Enron would relieve that apparent congestion, collecting a payment from the state's grid operator for doing so. According to the memo, Enron made $30 million off this tactic in just 1 year. One concern, the lawyers noted, is that, quote, Enron is effectively increasing the costs to all market participants. California Governor Gray Davis's spokesman Steve Maviglio calls the memos a smoking gun.
Governor Davis has long said there's been market manipulation in California, and we really didn't have a lot of evidence that was solid to prove it. And yesterday, we received what we think is Exhibits A, B, and C in our case to prove market manipulation by Enron and other generators.
Maviglio says the governor hopes the new evidence will prompt long-awaited federal action on California's request for energy refunds. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission declined to comment on the memos, citing its ongoing investigation. It was the commission that made the memos public yesterday after they were turned over by an Enron attorney. Enron board member Norman Blake told a Senate subcommittee today he was extremely upset and disappointed when he first learned of the memos 2 weeks ago.
It certainly appeared on its face, although it was a sort of a description of the practices, but from what I could discern, certainly questionable practices, seemingly gaming the system, very offensive to me personally and members of the board.
Enron also turned over a third memo, which tries to undo the damage done by the first two. It says the earlier memos mischaracterized trading strategies and adds the $30 million profit figure was vastly overstated. Nevertheless, California Senator Dianne Feinstein says there's ample evidence to launch a criminal investigation.
There was gaming, there was manipulation, and in this case, specific corporate strategies set up to manipulate prices for the benefit of at least one company.
And other companies may be involved as well. Enron's memos say some trading tactics were copied by other firms. For the most part, the trading games ended last summer when federal regulators imposed temporary price caps on electricity. But the price caps are due to expire at the end of September, and state officials worry that unless they're extended, the gaming will begin again. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.